For meditation, you may find it helpful to sit with your backs a little bit erect. You can tuck your tailbone back into the chair a little bit. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath to get settled down. To help prevent our minds, our attention from being dragged about into the past and future, it's very helpful to begin each meditation by acknowledging the fact that we have busy, complicated lives with lots of unresolved issues. And since we don't want to be distracted by these issues as we meditate, right now, we can give ourselves permission to set aside all of our concerns just for the next half hour. For the next half hour, we can give ourselves permission to focus our attention exclusively on this meditation. Instead of a relaxation exercise, we're going to start by focusing our attention on each part of the body. Relaxation will come without effort. But this morning, let us begin. You can turn your attention first to your feet and become aware of sensations in your feet. Feel the sense of pressure as your feet press down upon the floor. Feel the firmness of the floor beneath you. Be aware of other sensations in your feet. Touch of your clothing, warmth, coolness. Just keep your attention on your feet for a few moments, being aware of any sensations. Then shift your attention to your ankles and calves, and in the same way, become aware of sensations, pressure, touch of your clothing. Keep your attention on your ankles and calves just for a few moments. Now shift your attention to your knees and thighs. Again, become aware of sensations. Notice where your hands or arms are resting. Be aware of that sensation in particular. Feel the weight of your hands or arms where they rest. Notice also the sense of warmth that comes where two body parts touch. Be aware of these sensations. Hold your attention there just for a few more moments. Now shift your attention to the trunk of your body and feel the weight of your body pressing down on the seat. Feel the firmness of the seat beneath you. Hold your attention for a few moments. Then shift to your lower back and stomach together. Be aware of sensations. In some parts of your body, there might be few, if any, sensations, in which case, be aware of the absence of sensation. Hold your attention on your lower back and stomach for a few moments. Then shift your upper back and chest. Be aware of sensation. Notice your clothing draped on your body, where it touches your skin. Be aware of those sensations and any others. Hold your attention for a few moments. Now shift to your right arm, starting with your upper arm. Be aware of sensations, elbow, lower arm. Check out each part. Be aware of sensations, your right hand. Part by part, your right thumb. What sensations? Your right index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Each finger. What sensations? Hold your attention for a few moments. Now shift to your left arm, starting at your shoulder, upper arm. What sensations? Your elbow and forearm. Your hand. Left hand. The thumb of your left hand. What sensations? Index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Small finger. What sensations? Each finger. Hold your attention there for just a moment. Then shift to your neck. To the back of your head. The top of your head. And finally, your face. Having concluded this introductory exercise, we're ready to turn our attention to the breath. Start observing now your breathing. And the best way, perhaps, to observe your breath is to mentally trace its movement. So, for example, trace the air as it enters your nostrils with each inhalation. Trace its passage down your windpipe. Trace the air as it enters your lungs and fills your lungs. Then as you exhale, trace with your mind the passage of air as it leaves your lungs, traveling up through your windpipe. As the air leaves through your nostrils and returns to the room, this process of mentally tracing the air will help you keep your attention focused on your breathing. With each breath, trace the passage of air entering your nostrils, traveling down your windpipe, filling your lungs. With each exhalation, again, mentally trace the passage of air as it leaves your lungs, traveling up your windpipe, leaving your nostrils and returning to the room. Breathe normally. Don't do anything special or different with your breath. Just watch. As you inhale, trace the passage of air. As you exhale, again, trace the passage of air. with each inhalation. Observe the air. In through the nose, down the windpipe, filling your lungs. With each exhalation, observe air leaving the lungs, up the windpipe, leaving the nostrils, returning to the room. When we continue this very simple process of observing the breath, prana vikshana, after some time the mind can become restless and start to wander. There's a very simple trick that can be added to help prevent the mind from wandering. And it's simply to count as you breathe. As you inhale, count mentally, 1, 2, 3, as you trace the path of the air, and as you exhale, count mentally, 4, 5, 6, as you continue to trace the passage of air. This simple act of counting can be tremendously helpful in preventing your mind, your attention, from wandering. Inhaling 1, 2, 3. As you trace the passage of air in your nostrils, down your windpipe, filling your lungs, as you exhale, count 4, 5, 6. Tracing the passage of air, leaving your lungs, up through your windpipe, leaving your nose, returning to the room. Inhaling 1, 2, 3. Exhaling 4, 5, 6. If your attention wanders, bring it back to the breath, knowing that what you truly seek is present here, now, in the present moment, present along with your breath. Inhaling one, two, three. Tracing the passage of air. Exhaling four, five, six. Tracing the passage of air. As you continue to observe the breath, to focus your attention on the breathing, you can, in a manner of speaking, increase that attentiveness by observing more closely. To observe more closely means, for example, if you held a beautiful flower, a delicate flower in your hand, and you examine that flower very, very closely, you can observe your breathing with that same kind of really fine attention, not casual, very focused, very fine, as if you were looking at a delicate, complicated, beautiful flower. Inhaling one, two, three. With your attention finely focused on your breathing. Exhaling four, five, six. Holding your attention very finely on the breath. As you continue, you might be able to notice on your upper lip a very slight sensation as air passes across it. See if you can notice on your upper lip and also inside your nostrils. See if you can notice a very subtle sensations of air crossing your upper lip, or of the very subtle sensations inside your nostrils. As you inhale, can you notice the sense of coolness inside your nostrils as the air enters from the room? As you exhale, can you notice the sense of warmth on the inside of your nostrils as the air from your lungs leaves? Inhaling 1, 2, 3. Exhaling 4, 5, 6. Tracing the passage of air. Observing the subtle sensations at your nostrils and upper lip. As you continue to hold your attention to your breath, tracing its passage, the sensations in your nostrils and upper lips, in doing so, you are holding your attention in the present moment. In this moment, continue the technique exactly as you have been, as you reflect also on my words. After you inhale, there's a moment before the exhalation begins. After you exhale, there's a moment before the inhalation begins. During inhalation and exhalation, a sequence of moments. Each moment, as you hold your attention to your breath, you are holding your attention to each moment. Your attention is fixed on this moment and this moment and the next moment. And the next. Keep your attention fixed on each moment. The past moment is gone. The next moment is yet to come. Keep your attention on this moment. And this moment. And this. And this. There is only this moment happening now. Each moment, present moment, now, now. 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 With your attention on the present moment, you have a better opportunity to discover that within you, which is truly the source of peace, of contentment, that which is truly divine, that true self is present now, available in your experience only in the present moment, only now. For the last minute or two of this meditation, allow yourself to appreciate and reflect on what is present here, now, in this present moment. Your attention finally focused on this moment now. 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 Reflect, what is present now? What is happening now? Each moment, every moment, now, now, now. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Om Tat Sat. That concludes our meditation. You can stretch out your limbs. Open your eyes, please. This is actually an extremely important practice. Maybe we don't do it often enough here. Here's a suggestion for your daily practice. Hopefully you're all continuing a daily practice of meditation at home. Here's a suggestion. If your daily practice is mantra japa, and I suspect for many of you it is, a suggestion would be to spend a few minutes doing prana vikshana first. Before you do whatever technique you do, any technique, whatever is your regular technique, after you sit down and get settled down, spend a few minutes doing this prana vikshana. Make it part of your daily practice. It's that important and that helpful. It'll prepare you, as a matter of fact, for whatever practice you're going to do. Prana vikshana is typically done as a preparatory practice. So Try that. Include it in your daily practice before whatever technique you usually perform. We'll conclude with a prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamhevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om.